I know that there is a penalty of some sort for not seeking insurance, and I know that penalty increases in increments of some sort, but I can't find anyone who can give me hard data about how to choose the insurance, if there is a supplement to help them if they can't afford it, and what the penalty is for not choosing it. And so my question is, where can I get this information? If Dr. Thompson or someone can give me a place to go to get information to disseminate, I'd appreciate it.
Two things. One is, a lot of the choice and a lot of the information will be available on the Health Insurance Department's website, the Benefit Exchange, and their website is HBE, healthbenefitsexchange.arkansas.gov, so HBE.arkansas.gov. Starting this summer, individuals will be out across the state giving information about how to sign up. In August, people will be able to sign up, people will be recruited, they'll sign up in October, and the new health insurance options for those making more income will start in January. Depending upon our General Assembly, those making lower income could also have insurance options there in January. There is a penalty, and there are actually two penalties that I think are important. One is, there is a penalty on individuals if they do not get health insurance. It is not a huge penalty. It starts off at a couple of hundred dollars and goes up to $700 or $800 a year. But that is much higher than many people will have to pay for the insurance premium on the exchange. The other penalty that I think is important is that the expansion of the health insurance opportunity through the decisions by the General Assembly, if an employer has an employee that would get coverage, it does not trigger the employer's penalty. Otherwise, the penalty that he described would be in effect, and that would cause the difference in price. So there are two different penalties. One is on individuals, the other is on employers. We hope both are able to be avoided, and I think that's one of the important things.